News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Plans for students with special education needs to return to school this Thursday have been thrown into doubt. The Irish National Teachers Organisation have claimed grave safety concerns of teachers have not been adequately addressed. And for more on this, we're joined now by Adam Harris, the CEO of As I Am, an autism advocacy charity. Adam, thank you for speaking to us. What's your reaction to the statement from the INTO?
Good morning, Ciara. Good morning. For the third time this morning, we have families across the country who support some of the most vulnerable children in the state waking up to confusion. What I think is astonishing about this back and forth between unions and the departments is we're hearing a lot about how professionals need time to return to the classroom. But what I think is being completely overlooked is that for our young people, returning to school, first and foremost, is about vital developmental skills that make a difference in quality of life. But second of all, it's not a case of just getting up on Thursday morning and throwing on your uniform. It requires intense preparation to support these young people to return to the classroom. And just the lack of respect in giving people clear information and making concrete commitments is causing major distress to our families. So I think what we need today is clarity. We need clarity from the department about the supports they can put in place for teachers. We need clarity from the unions in terms of what they actually want and what success actually looks like. And finally, we need clarity about how the constitutional right to these for these children to an appropriate education is going to be provided, because we know they have that constitutional right and we know that remote learning doesn't work.
Adam, there is an onus, though, on government to reassure the teachers. They're going in level five restrictions in the middle of the highest level of cases we've ever seen in this country. Should there be, I suppose, communication to teachers in these positions and to SNAs that they will be maybe prioritised for the vaccine, that they will be given adequate extra PPE if it's necessary? Things like that that might have reassured them enough to keep them on board with this. It's not necessarily on the teachers to accommodate this happening. Is it not down to the government to reassure the teachers that it's safe for them to return to work?
Well, I think there's been a huge amount of consultation over the last week with all stakeholders, in particular unions, which I think have, you know, been at the table a lot more than families and children with additional needs on this issue. I think first and foremost, what we have to recognise is that we are talking about an essential service. We are talking about designated essential workers. This morning, childcare services are open, HSE disability services are open, and if you get in your car and drive 90 kilometres, special schools and classes are open in Northern Ireland. We're an outlier on this issue in Europe, and indeed education supports, which are a constitutional right, are an outlier within this country in terms of essential services. Absolutely, I think whatever supports are required are put in place. I do think people need to engage, though, in a positive way. I think yesterday we saw a webinar put in place to reassure teachers. We saw leading public health officials be there to answer questions and to give their presentation. And from the moment the webinar started, we saw vitriolic comments directed at the doctors giving the information.
So you don't think that was a fair exchange of information? That was more industrial relations, really?
I've never actually seen the level of anger at that webinar before. And I think we've seen that directed at our own families on social media in recent days. There's a sense that even just saying your child needs this, talking about the level of skills your child has lost in recent months owing to this pandemic, instantly gets this very angry reaction. I think there needs to be a recognition that teachers, SNAs and families are on the one team, that we need to work together in the one direction. But our starting point has to be to recognise that this is a constitutional right, that these young people can't learn remotely, and that the damage being done is in itself a public
health issue. Lots of experts have mentioned the regression that has happened for children with additional and special needs. Just lastly, we got an email into the show this morning, Adam, saying, I am an SNA, I'm scared, I'm worried. And then goes on to say, how come SLTs, speech and language therapists, occupational therapists, and indeed groups like your own, As I Am, you're allowed to keep your doors open, but we're forced back into the workplace if this goes ahead. Do you understand the concerns and the fears that the SNAs and the teachers have?
Absolutely. And I think fear is the word. I understand that there's a huge amount of fear at the moment, but I think we also have to recognise rights and take a rights-based approach. I think it's very important to say that there's lots of organisations like ourselves that would love to be on the list of essential workers, and we're not. I think just as well, it's worth noting that absolutely we need to get therapeutic supports back in place for our families. We also need to recognise that for most children with disabilities, the only supports they receive from the state come through the education system.
No, absolutely. And it is important. And thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Adam Harris, their CEO of As I Am.